call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you in Jesus.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself. So good, good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed. I'm good, good enough to handle my
pain. And I do.
Of the man of God.
Cause I can't live without you.
It's not an easy job being steadfast for Jesus. Bible say, Jesus say, you didn't choose me. I chose you.
What can I do?
He said, I called you to preach for me. I called you to live for me. I called you to worship me. No, you didn't pick me. He said, I created you from your mother's womb for this very day. So we come giving him the honor and the glory. At this time, I put you in the hands of none other. So now our own associate pastor, Willie Mosey. Let's give him a hand.
Yes, I can't live without you. I can't live without you.
Hallelujah. 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 Come on, let the church say amen tonight. Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Happy Sabbath day, praise the Lord. Happy Sabbath day. Hallelujah. Truly, praise the Lord. I'm just glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight, praise the Lord. Time, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Truly, we thank God, praise the Lord. We give honor to where honor is due. We give honor to Jesus tonight, praise the Lord. The great head of the church, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Who have watched over us, who have kept us, praise the Lord. Who have blessed us, praise the Lord. Who have brought us out of danger, praise the Lord. Who have brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light, praise the Lord. That who have gave us a job, praise the Lord. Who has showed us, praise the Lord, the right road, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to the founder, praise the Lord. The founder, praise the Lord. Bishop Albert Marbury, praise the Lord. Thanking God for him, praise the Lord. For paving the way, praise the Lord. For taking time out for young men and women, praise the Lord. Giving honor to the co-founder and pastor of the headquarters church, Pastor Andy Marbury, praise the Lord. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to the co-pastor of Houston Church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Giving honor, praise the Lord, to Ella McKinley, Providence Shepherd, giving honor to the mothers, praise the Lord, the deacon, deaconess, praise the Lord, the missionary, praise the Lord, everybody in their respective places tonight, giving honor to my helpmeet, praise the Lord. Giving honor to my wife, praise the Lord. Can I thank her, praise the Lord. giving honor to the youth, giving honor to the musician, giving honor, praise the Lord, to our guests tonight, praise the Lord. Truly, we are so glad, praise the Lord, just to be in the house of the Lord one more time, praise the Lord. You may have your seat if you can, praise the Lord. Truly, I thank God, praise the Lord, for this time and this hour. I don't take it for granted, praise the Lord. Tomorrow is not promised. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I feel good being in the house of the Lord. Because it was his custom being in the synagogue every Sabbath. And with Paul Manon to be there. And praise the Lord tonight, just to be in the house of the Lord one more time. Praise the Lord, just to be able to worship him, just to be able to give him the honor, just to be able to give him the glory, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, praise the Lord tonight. We're going to the New Testament, praise the Lord. To the book of Luke. Praise the Lord. The 10th chapter, praise the Lord. If you don't know where the book of Luke is, praise the Lord. You got the book of Matthew, Mark, and then you got Luke. And then if you in John, you don't pass Luke. Luke, the 10th chapter, praise the Lord. In that 10th chapter, praise the Lord, of the book of Luke, while you getting it, praise the Lord. It's about Jesus and the seven that were sent out, praise the Lord. It starts out about the 70 that were sent out, that Jesus sent them out, praise the Lord. But I like that 19 verse. It said, behold, I give unto you what? Everybody up here ain't got it. Give to you what? Power. To thread upon what? Devils. And what else? And all the powers of what? How many know that we got an enemy, praise the Lord, that don't like house of prayer? We got an enemy that don't like house of prayer. And nothing shall by any means what? Hurt you. Oh, my, Ellen McKinley, if you will. Praise the Lord. Start reading from that 25th verse, sir. If you don't mind, get your microphone, read that for me. And read from the 25th verse all the way to that 36. If you don't mind, sir.
Luke, the 10th chapter, beginning at the 25th verse. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, what is written in the law?
Amen.
How readest thou? 27.
And he answering said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise, a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he sojourned, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise.
Amen. Amen. Bow your head, saints. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word tonight. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would speak to your people, Lord. God, I just thank you, Lord, just for another opportunity, Lord, to come before your people, Lord. God, I surrender to you, Lord. Not about me, but it's about you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was talking to Deacon Thomas not too long ago. Me and Deacon Thomas was talking. And I believe that we was talking about loading the bus and maybe going to Jasper, I think. And I was telling him what I thought it would take to get all the saints to the church and to be to Jasper on time. Everybody, can everybody stand for a minute?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, grab him by the hand tonight. And tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, they don't make them like that anymore. Is the title of the message tonight that God wants to deliver to his people. They don't make them like that anymore. I went, praise the Lord, on Google, and I put that in on Google to see what I could get. If I put that in, see what I could get. See what would come up if I put that. They don't make them like that anymore. And when I put it in there, I was surprised that there's a couple songs out there with that title, they don't make them like that anymore. So I was surprised to know that, man, they got a song out that they sang, that they don't make them like that anymore. See, we're living in a time, saints, and we're living in an hour right now, praise the Lord. 2016, almost about to go, praise the Lord. 2017 is almost here, praise the Lord. And we don't know what 2017 going to bring. But we should not be concerned with what 2017 going to bring. What we ought to be concerned about is what the Lord doing. What the Lord doing right now, praise the Lord, in our life, praise the Lord. Because, see, in my era, I was born in 1958. In my era that I was born in, it was a time, praise the Lord, that a man used to open the door for a woman. A man would take off his coat, and there was mud, and put his coat down on the ground and let the woman walk on his coat instead of walking in the mud. They don't make them like that anymore. You don't hear what I'm saying here? They don't make them like that anymore. Where the man took the coat off the rack, the woman coat off the rack before it was cold, and he put it around her so that she can go out the door. They don't make them like that anymore. You're looking at me strange. See, we're living in a time and an hour that many are throwing in the towel. Say, I'm tired of it. I'm not going in. I'm talking about pastors. I'm talking about prophets. I'm talking about bishop. I'm talking about apostles. Come on. I'm talking about teachers. Evangelists. Throwing in the towel and saying, too hard for me. It's too hard for me. But I like what Jesus was saying. When the man said to Jesus, who is my neighbor? But I want to preach this word tonight. They don't make them like that anymore. They don't make them coming to the church. If nobody else ain't coming, I'm coming. I'm falling on my knees. I'm praying. They don't make them like that anymore. Well, nobody, I'm looking, nobody in the church. I guess they ain't having service tonight. Have a person leave and go back out the door. But there was a time in the house of prayer where the men took control of everything. Took control of the service. Before the service started, the men have already bound and paralyzed Satan, where Satan couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing. Couldn't operate. They don't make them like that no more, praise the Lord. May not like this message tonight, but I don't choose the message that I preach. So God, you give it to me, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it if you give it to me. But I'm making sure that God give it to me. And not me, praise the Lord. But they don't make them like that anymore, praise the Lord. We're living in a bad time now. We're living in a time and an hour, praise the Lord, that you don't know whether it's winter, summer, spring, fall. You don't know what it is now. You don't know whether I need to get my coat or I need to get a rain jacket or what. You're going to get a rain jacket, it's raining outside. You say, well, I need to run back in the house and get a rain jacket. You run back in the house to get a rain jacket, and you come back outside, it's snowing. So I need to run back in there and get a coat. So you run back in the house and find your coat, put on your coat and run back outside. The sun is out. So now you burning up in the coat that you went back there to get. Because you don't know the season, praise the Lord. It's out of whack, praise the Lord. You don't know when, because, you know, the weatherman, like the comedian said, the weatherman is the biggest liar in the world. The weatherman will tell you something. You may get home, praise the Lord, and a hurricane came and knocked some stuff down. Because he didn't tell you it was coming. All you know, there it is. The temperature is dropping. The temperature is high and low. You don't know what it's going to be. But it says that, go back in your Bible. Don't put your Bibles up yet. Go back in your Bibles. Tell you I'm going to preach this word tonight. They don't make them like that anymore. This is a story, picking it up on the 25th verse, about the Good Samaritan. Everybody saw the man was hurting. And we got hurting people in the world. Right now, right here in Leesville, we got hurting people right here in Leesville. Thank God for the community closing. I thank God for the Feed the Community. I thank God for that, for the ministry, praise the Lord. Because there's a lot of people that need that. They need that, praise the Lord. But it says that the Samaritan was the only one. So the preacher, pastor came, seen the man on, stripped and beat up and robbed. I ain't going to mess with it. See, we're living in a time and hour that we don't want to mess with it. Some stuff that we don't want to mess with. So he went and left the man all alone and said, yeah, come on, Levi. He did just like the priest did. And you know what? I learned, praise the Lord, that some people that ain't got no Holy Ghost. I used to have a neighbor, praise the Lord, had the rubber flag in his yard next door to me. But he was a friend. I got broke down on the road. 3 o'clock in the morning, I called a lot of people. They ain't come. He was the last one I called him. He said, Willie, I'll be there. Where you at? Tell me where you at. And he came to where I was and helped me. Brought me on back home and then said, Willie, you probably going to need some help to get your vehicle off the road. So what you looking like financial wise? Better yet, I got a friend. He going to pull your car in. But he ain't had no drop of Holy Ghost. This man didn't. He didn't have no drop of Holy Ghost. And then the police started harassing me for no reason. He found out about it. He called the police station and said, that's my neighbor. Why are you harassing my neighbor? Oh, I didn't know he was your neighbor. Yeah, he's my neighbor. And there were so many things that man went out of his way to do. Just because somebody's not saved, don't mean that they ain't got no compassion. Some of the worst of sinners got compassion. It says that when the man in Jasper, when they, whatever they did to him, everybody else was talking. You had all these different folk came down there talking about it. They said Denny Rodman was the only one that came and said, you know what, this is what I'm going to do for him. I'm going to bury that man. I'm going to make a park by this man's name. Denny Rodman did it. But everybody else was just talking. Just talking, praise the Lord. But action is what this is talking about. Action. It's about us taking action. But it says, praise the Lord, going back to that 25th verse, and I'm not going to be long tonight. Said that this man, this lawyer, was an expert of the law of Moses, the teachings of Moses. And he stood up to test Jesus, asking, teacher, what must I do to inherit the kingdom? Verse number 26 said, Jesus answered, the expert, the teacher of the law of Moses. He asked, well, you the expert, you the expert in the expert of the law of Moses. Jesus said, what does the word say? Don't you know we are covered by the word, saints? We are covered by everything you need is in the word of God. You don't hear what I'm saying. Everything you need is in the word of God. That's how God designed the word. That's why it said that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Anything you need is in the word. When I was out there, young whippersnapper, in my teen, running with this woman, running with that woman, I messed around and picked the Bible up, and I said, well, Lord, is it in the Bible about fornication? Is it in there? I asked the Lord, is it in there? Can you tell me where it at? I ain't seen it. Now, listen now, I didn't even know the Bible. And I went to the Bible and opened it up, and I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. He took me right through it. Said that your body is not made for fornication. but it's made for the Lord. I learned that as a teenager. Everything you need is in the Word of God. You know, everybody say, I need this and I need that. But how many need the Word? You need the Word of God. If you can get in that Word, praise the Lord. No matter how, like I said this week, hurt, praise the Lord, about not coming to the Bible study. Only thing I could do is get in that Word and begin to read that Word, Lord. Who is my neighbor? Who is my neighbor? That we need to ask ourselves, who is our neighbor? That may cause us to want to witness more. Who is my neighbor? Who? Because we're supposed to love our neighbor as ourselves. And no matter what my neighbor asked me for, I'm there. Say, can I use your lawnmower? There it is. Can I borrow some sugar? There it is. The fish that you caught, can I? Yeah. You know what? Take them all. I don't even want to clean them anyhow. Take them all. But my neighbor know if I got, he got. And that's the way it's supposed to be. That they don't make them like that anymore. They don't make them like that, that care about the neighbor anymore, praise the Lord. You see your neighbor struggling, praise the Lord, and you don't even care in your neighborhood. Jesus replied. He said, a man went to Jerusalem, to Jericho. On the way, he got robbed, and he was telling the man, he was giving the man an illustration. He was giving the man a parable. Jesus was a master teacher with stories, praise the Lord, that cut you all the way down to your heart, the parable that he bring. And said that he fell among robbers that stripped him and beat him and left him as dead. That's what Jesus began to tell this master of the law of Moses. He said, by chance, in other words, it was a possibility that a priest just happened to come that way and saw the man. He was traveling that way alone, the road. I'm just paraphrasing right now. When he saw the man, he went around him and continued on his way. We as saints can't do that. We see somebody in need, praise the Lord. We got to help them. You want to know who your neighbor is? Your neighbor is anybody that need help. And we're living in a time, and I'm almost finished. We're living in a time and an hour. Everybody's standing. A time and an hour, praise the Lord. A time and an hour that, praise the Lord, we don't know who our neighbor is. See, they don't make them like that anymore. And I'm saying, Lord, give me the passion back. Give me that zeal back. Give me that love back for lost souls. And that's what the Lord want to do, praise the Lord. You see, he said they don't make them like that anymore. But all you got to do is go back and start doing your first works all back over again, praise the Lord. You can't never forget your first works. Your first work, praise the Lord, is the number one thing, praise the Lord, is repent, 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 repent. Get up in the morning, repent. Go in the bed, repent, and praise the Lord. Let repent come out of your mouth. Amen. Peter began to tell him, praise the Lord. Then when they asked Peter, said, Peter, what shall we do? Men and brother, what shall we do? Peter said, the first thing you got to do is you got to repent. You got to repent. And that feeling godly sorrow. Father, right now, I close.
We are in hopes that you enjoyed our elders' message today and were truly blessed.
If you would like a copy of today's message, please call 337-